public hearing is to amend the planning strategy and the land use bylaw, which would see the rezoning of PID number 7077698, 7007722, and 7007680 to multi-unit residential. The purpose of this public hearing is to provide any interested person an opportunity to present an oral or written presentation to Council of the Region Municipality with its intention to amend the municipal planning strategy and land use bylaw to change the future land use designation of PID number 7007698, 7007722, and 7007680, and the rezoning of PID numbers 7007698, 7007722, and 7007680 to multi-unit residential RM. Procedure for this public hearing is as follows. Opening remarks. Every person is eligible to speak, but first must be recognized by the chair and must give his or her name before commencing, and his or her name and address before commencing. A person may speak more than once, but preference will be given to those who have not previously spoken. This meeting will be conducted following parliamentary procedure. This council uses its own rules of order as well as Borneo's rules of order. The floor is now open for comments. And I'll also make a note that we received several, I believe, two written comments respecting this, which have been forwarded to council. The floor is open for comments. Yes. Yes.
My name is Debbie Womble, and I live at 16 Bowen Street in Milton. And I'm here today to talk on the traffic issues on Highway 8 and how it affects the proposed rezone. Sorry. I'm going to hum and haw because it's early. So that stretch of highway on Highway 8 is notorious for traffic incidences, three of which involve myself. So I'm here to talk about that. So the problem is, when the bridge was relocated and redone, it is now a two-lane bridge, which causes an issue in itself. But there's also an issue with people parking now on both sides of that highway to attend the businesses that are there. So there's Nova Vet and there's another business there. And then there's also the post office that gets thrown into that mix as well. So on the regular, vehicles are crossing the center line to avoid those vehicles that are parked on either side of the highway. So myself, when I used to take my kids to preschool, I'd have to drive through there two times each day. So on three separate incidences, I had near head-on collisions coming through there, one of which was with a logging truck. And all of those incidences have been reported to the RCMP, my counselor, and our MLA. So I'm here today to ask, before you rezone this, if you have a plan to deal with those traffic issues and what your plan. Because there's, like I said, there's busloads of kids that drive through there. You have a region truck, tanker truck that drives through there multiple times a day. I actually think you have two tanker trucks that drive through there multiple times a day. Garbage trucks, logging trucks. People in and out, and you want to add 30 plus people to the mix coming in and out on that corner from that new proposed residence. So I'd like to know if there's a plan to deal with that traffic issue before you're going to allow this to go forward. Thank you.
Thanks. Anyone else?
Sorry. All right. Matt Collins, 245. East side of the river. Just want to say really how disappointed I am that this is even like a consideration. As somebody who grew up in the area like my whole life by the falls, I feel like a piece of this community that I feel strong association is being taken away from me. I think probably there's a lot of people who, if they could have came here, I'm assuming a lot of people don't even know this is here going on right now. And this time in River, and Imperial Milton, which used to be a bustling, busy, and like almost like a small town, if you know history. You know, lumber mills that were on either side of the river. There were privateer days. You used to have races over the falls and things like that, and canoes and stuff. Pretty neat history. And it's obviously, you know, any falls is really important for viewage. I mean, it brings us satisfaction looking at it. I mean, the whole river's nice, but this is a fall. This is kind of special. And now I feel like this whole piece is being taken away from us. So all the community and all the people who come, and I see people here in RVs and things, everybody's always stopping by there and camping out, and not camping out, but they stay the night or whatever and enjoy this. Now I feel like this is all being taken away from us, and so some people can make money. And so that now, instead of a whole community or a whole county or anybody outside the county, instead of them being able to come enjoy this, 15 people, is that 15, 30, these people now get to enjoy that, and the rest of us don't get to enjoy it. And it seems kind of a little bit of an odd thing. I mean, can't even enjoy it from the bridge, because when they made the bridge, there's no sidewalk on that side. So you got a little piece over on the other side. That's all you have. You have nothing on this side. It almost looks like a park. I mean, it could be turned into a park. I think people do use the boat launch, and then there's a little cement thing there, I don't know what you call it, where people fish or do whatever. So anyways, it's really disappointing, and it's really disappointing that nobody was consulted. Sold, is it sold, I believe?
It's purchase and sale agreement, which has not yet come through.
Okay. So it just seemed like that was all kind of, nobody was asked for their opinion beforehand, which I find is concerning. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the Greenfield Airport was also sold without consultation to any public or anything like that. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Drag Racing Association wasn't even given an opportunity to purchase themselves or anything. And it does bring money into the community, which is weird. They'd be sold to somebody private. Anyways, it seems like this and the bylaws, it seems like the municipality is willing to do anything to make a buck these days. And the transparency, I don't know if that's there. I'm not getting any. I don't know where you get information from, because I'm not getting it. I mean, we don't have a local paper anymore. I don't know where you would even go to learn this stuff. It's just like things happen and you learn about it after the fact. And that's kind of concerning, because it makes me wonder what else is going to happen in the future. So bylaws are taking things away from people. You're selling things to people coming outside, wealthy people who have the finances or whatever, to buy an airport for their own personal use. And now people are going to come, and now we're going to sell them a prime piece of real estate. Prime piece of real estate. So they can make money. Nobody has a problem with the housing situation, although some people have an issue with the fact that this is a little bit more than your average person can afford. I think we need more affordable housing here. Just seems funny that of all of Queens County, we're going to put it in a really prime piece of real estate, right? I'm sure there's other places that they could build that would be not in anybody's way. And so anyways, it's disappointing, because like I say, I feel I'm losing something. We've already lost a lot, and we're not given a chance to have a say beforehand. There's a piece in the paper, what's that, The Breaker has a piece in there in Bridgewater where they're calling for a town meeting kind of thing in the evening at 6 o'clock, and more people can go to it, to propose a piece, not to say, we've done this, pretty much it's said and done, you can come, give us your opinion, don't need anything. They're actually giving people, before they're even doing anything, they're giving the public a chance to have a say on it. Seems pretty fair to me, and seems a little different what's going on here. So anyways, just speaking for me and probably tons of other people who aren't here right now. Anyways, thanks.
Thanks, Matthew.
I'm Coralie Turner. I live at 305 Highway 8 across from this piece of property. It seems to me it's as Matthew said, a non-appropriate use to this property. I see people
people wish to speak?
Rhonda Collins, 245 Highway Number 8 in Milton. I'm a transplant there in Newport. I look around at the counselors. I know that he's been there all of, probably about the same time as me. Zach, I'm not sure. I grew up there. And from the other ones that probably didn't grow up there, they probably don't care because they didn't grow up there. You grew up in Milton. I think as growing up in Milton that you should have had some attachment to it, that you don't want to see somebody from outside come in and develop it. As Coralie said, people are there all the time. And I think it's sad that you have to come and fight for something. I think when you're elected, that you're supposed to be working for the people, not against the people. And I don't really see much transparency as well. We're just kind of, you know, you have the land loop, the land use. I see the library's a problem. I see the swimming pool's a problem. I mean, the falls are a problem. So it's not just one thing. It seems to be a lot of things that are just going on that we don't really get to say much about. And I agree with Debbie. You're lucky if you can get across the street when you're walking.
Oh, yeah.
But let alone...
Oh, just address your comments
yes,
here
well,
and not
okay.
to...
Yes, well, okay. One of your comments was that
right.
it is a,
yeah, correct,
it's a rough spot to get in and out of, and even if you're walking. Can I ask, I don't believe it was in the breaker. You know how I like my papers? I'd like to know why it wasn't in the breaker. Again, I know that Matthew mentioned it, but again, I don't think there should have been a meeting here this morning. I think it needed to be a meeting somewhere else where people that were not, that are working could come. I think, again, this one says, you know, they're considering it. This seems so cut and dry. I think it's great that these people want to come here and build something. I think the rent is kind of a bit too high. And I think it's a great piece of property to develop, but not for that reason. I think I agree with Coralie as well that people are there all the time. You see, you know, I don't think people overnight camp there, but it just seems that in the last couple of years we've been through a lot. There's very little that, you know, remains positive. That's one of the positive things is the falls in Milton. It's what Milton was built on. And I really hope that you guys consider this too and make something that everybody can enjoy, that they can drop in. And I went to the meeting that was in Milton. I didn't stay because it was really disheartening to see what these people wanted to do with it. And I found it very disturbing that they had plans up on their screen, but their plans couldn't even be... They wanted to come in and do this with the people, with 30, you know, 15 to 30 people enjoying the falls, but then they didn't even have a clear plan for the boat launch. I think if you're going to try to win people over, it could have at least had something that included the boat launch. Thanks.
Thank you, Rhonda. Anyone else wish to speak? Before I recognize Debbie, who's already spoken, or anyone else who wishes to speak? Seeing none, Debbie?
Hi, Mark.
Sorry, my name is Debbie Womble. I live at 16 Glenwood Street in Milton. I forgot to mention a couple of things. One is I'd like to thank Jack Fancy for having that public meeting and allowing us to have a clear and honest view of the project, which isn't often afforded.
Before I, anyone else wish to speak before Rhonda speaks again? Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Rhonda Collins, 245 Highway 8 in Milton. I don't think I made myself clear. I think that I don't want the land developed, and I think I might have not clearly said that, so I think it is wrong, but anyway, thanks.
Oh, just.
Oh, sorry.
We just follow her, so if you wanna speak, just.
I know. That's fine.
Now, is there anyone else who wishes to speak?
Sorry, do I need to say my name and stuff again?
No, we know who you are, Matthew.
Okay. Rhonda had said at one point, she said she thinks it's a great place to meet about. That's not what she meant. What she meant to say, it's a great piece of property. Development of any type, I don't think actually would really work there if it's gonna block people's view and not, you know, allow their enjoyment of the falls to be taken away. And that's kind of part of the whole thing here. There's a lot of other places that probably wouldn't affect other people as much as this space is. It's like selling the private, what's the park in town, Privateer Park, that was called. Imagine somebody selling that, would you sell that for development? I mean, it kinda doesn't make any sense, right? It's like a main area in town where people gather, and it's where the view of the harbor is for people in town, so that's kinda what this falls area is kinda represents that for us as well. So between taking that away from everybody, well, of course, the problems with the traffic there, and like I say, again, the fact that it's good that we had a meeting so that we could see what they wanted to do, but in my eyes, for me, it didn't make any difference. We want some place, and maybe this is the only place we have, but we want some place where we can, I think half the people that were there, at least probably were there to say that they didn't approve of this, but that's not what that meeting was. So they had to sit there with their mouths closed and just watch what's being done. So I think that's what people are looking for, a place to vent and say, we're not happy with this. And I still think right now there's tons of people who don't even know about this because we don't have a major way of publicizing this stuff. You throw something up in the post office, not everybody goes to this post office. They whip in and out. They don't necessarily look at the board. Facebook? I'm not on Facebook myself. I have to go by whatever people tell me. I'm not on Facebook. Never have been, right? So I think that there's a lot of people. If you went door to door and asked people what their opinions, I bet you'd find a lot of people who said, no, I don't like this idea. You know what I mean? What do we have to gain from this? I think some taxes every year? I don't really see where building here would gain us anything. It takes something away from us. Yeah, we need housing. And there's lots of places in the county where you could put housing. But I don't see the benefit here at all. But anyways, thanks.
Okay. Any further comments before I close the floor for comments? Before I recognize Carolee, does anyone wish to speak before the comments will soon be closed? Coralie?
I'd just like to ask if the councilors did see the online petition that was on change.org, which is the way petitions are done these days, to protect Milton Falls.
There was a, I believe an email was received today. However, whether or not they might have seen it going through a Facebook post, I have no idea. But we did receive an email to everyone today.
Anyone who's on Facebook probably has, and there were over 100 objections to this development. I'd just like to make a note of that. Thank you.
Any further comments? Any further comments? If not, the public hearing is closed, and we'll take a quick 5-minute recess, and then we'll begin our regular council.